This is HPR episode 1825 entitled, 58, LibreOffice Impress, Creating a Template for HackerPuck Radio, and is part of the series, LibreOffice. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, creating a sample template illustrates these concepts.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode in our LibreOffice series, focusing for now on Impress, which is the presentation graphics program that you use to create slide decks. So what I'm going to do this time is I am creating a template, and it's a template for Hacker Public Radio. It seemed like a logical thing to do. That way, if Ken or really anyone in the Hacker Public Radio audience has a need to do a presentation for a Linux users group or, at a Linux convention or any of the places you might go, you can use this LibreOffice template, and I think it'll make for a very nice presentation. And of course, doing this allows me to start tying together some things, because we've developed a number of these concepts about creating a master page or a template or a slide master. All right, they all mean the same thing. Within Impress, they are shown on the sidebar as master pages. Sometimes in the documentation, they're called slide masters. Essentially, they're templates. So I'm going to stick with the master pages terminology for this. Now, I say that we will use some of these concepts because trying to put everything into one master page would create a hideous end result. All right. And having the final objective of Hacker Public Radio usage is useful for concentrating the mind on what it is we're trying to do here. So the first thing I did was I wanted to have the logo. So I just went to the HPR website, right-click on the image, and save it. All right, it's pretty standard. It's called HPR_logo.png. It's a rectangular black and white image. So this is a good thing to have on my master page, but there is an issue, and the issue is the logo is done with a white background. So if added to a slide with a colored background, you'd get a white rectangle on the colored background. I don't think that looks very good. So to me, that limits my options, though I should point out that I'm not an artist, and someone who actually had design talent might solve this in a different way from how I've done it. In any case, I'm going to start out with a blank presentation in black and white and add the logo to it, and we can consider other graphical elements later, which, as you recall, is the way I've advised everyone to do their presentations as a general rule. So I start by opening my blank presentation, and then I start off by saving it as a template. I use the Save As option and select for file type ODF presentation template parentheses .otp. You could do this at the end, but that's not a smart thing to do. Now, if you go to Tools, Options, Load/Save, General, you can set the autosave and recovery options. I set mine to save the recovery information and do a file save every 3 minutes and it has paid off more than once. As I record this, for instance, just yesterday I was in the middle of a long documentation project for LibreOffice, because I'm also a volunteer on the documentation team, and LibreOffice crashed after I was about two-thirds of the way through the project. But I lost nothing from my hours of work because it was all saved. Now, by the way, the setting that that you go to at Tools Options Load Save, that's a general setting for all of LibreOffice. So you just set that once, and anything, you know, a writer document, a calc spreadsheet, a presentation, a draw image, anything you create, you're going to get that protection, and it's going to save it. I like 3 minutes. You know, you can pick what you want. It means that if something crashes, the most I can lose is about 3 minutes worth of my work. Now, with that out of the way, I then go to View, Master, Slide Master. This opens up the master editing. As I mentioned, Slide Master, Master Page, or Template all mean the same thing. Now, when this opens, you're going to see a slightly different view in the central workspace. And so you're going to see a slide there, but instead of the usual blank spaces to insert, it's going to say click to edit the title text format, and then click to edit the outline text format, and then second outline level, third outline level, fourth outline level, all the way down to seventh. All right. So there are several things we can easily do here. First, we could add text that will appear on every slide. Now, that's not usually a good idea for the slide title or the slide body, but we can modify, if we wish, the styles that control the appearance of the slide title and the body text. The text you see on the slide is helping you in that respect because it is telling you which styles are controlling each element. Make sure you have the styles and formatting window open and docked on the side if you like that, but this window is now included in the sidebar on the right. This is a great convenience, and I'm glad they did it. So find the icon on the far right for styles and formatting, click on it, and you will see the familiar styles and formatting window on the right side in the sidebar. Click on any text element, and you will see the style that governs this element highlighted. So if you click on the title box, you will see the title style highlighted on the right. Right-click on it, and you will see that you can modify the style or hide it. Remember that you can never create new presentation styles, and you can never delete them. But modify is a useful option when you are creating a master page, so let's do just that. For the title style, I will set the font to Liberation Sans, because I like free fonts. The Liberation fonts are provided by Red Hat and are completely free to use. But if you want more, may I suggest you visit the Open Font Library, which is at openfontlibrary.org, and I will have that link in the show notes. This site offers fonts licensed under licenses such as Apache 2.0, Creative Commons, GPL, Open Font License, and so on. When you go to the catalog and select a font, you can view the license it is offered under. And I encourage you to do that, and do pay attention, because you never want to violate license choices. Now, I'm going to stick with Liberation, though, because it is pretty widely available. I could download and use a different font, but when I make this template available to everyone, I want to make it easy for everyone to use, and I think most Linux users probably have the Liberation fonts already installed. Then I go through the outline styles and make sure all of them are also Liberation Sans. You get a better result in general if you have uniformity in fonts. The main difference in the outline fonts is that the font size goes down with each level. Now, the other thing we could do is assign color to the fonts, but that's something that we would come back to if necessary once we settle on a color scheme. I always leave those kinds of things to the very end, as I've explained before. In this case, I selected a slide background that is mostly white because of the HPR logo, so I ended up leaving the text black for ease of reading. Now I want to put in the HPR logo. I want it on top, and that means moving my title block a little, and in effect shrinking it. I click on the border till I see the 8 handles, and drag the right-hand border to the left to make space for the logo image. I go to Insert Image from File and select the logo file and move it to the top right next to the smaller title block. The last thing I want to do is add a bit of color. Since the logo image is white, I don't want a color on the very top. I tried the built-in backgrounds, but I didn't like any of them. So I did an online search for slide backgrounds and found one that had color on the left, but otherwise was white. To make this a background, go open the Slide Master, if it isn't already open. Go to Insert, Image, From File, and select it. Now, in this case, the image that I put in there was smaller than the slide, so I had to use the handles to stretch it to fit the whole slide. And once I did that, it covered up everything on the slide, because the image was on top. But that's easy to fix. So just right-click on the image, select Arrange, and then Send to Back. This will make the image a background, and all the Slide Master text will pop back on top. So then I saved the file by going to File, Templates, as described in a previous tutorial about templates. If you wish to download and use this template, you can download it from my website, and that link will be in the show notes, and then use the directions in the previous tutorial, which was the LibreOffice Impress Templates and Master Pages, to make it available as a template for future use. Now, a little thing I want to add. This would have been nice to make it part of the template, but that's not how it works, and that's footers. And you see the footers when you open up the master slide. It's odd that they become visible there, but you can't actually make it a part of your master page. But here's what you need to do. When you're making a presentation, you do want to look at the footer fields on the bottom. There are three of these. On the left is a date time field. In the middle is footer, which is a free text area. And on the right is number. To insert your footers, go to the Insert menu and select either date and time or page number. Either one will give you the same window. Now, I will note that in LibreOffice 5.0, which is, let us say, in beta at the moment, that was the documentation I was working on yesterday, they added a menu option in the Insert menu for header and footer, which actually I think makes a little more sense than looking for date, time, or number. Either way, that window will pop up, and you've got two tabs. One is slide, and the other is for the handouts and notes. So we're concerned with slide here. So configure the footer areas. You put a check mark in the box for each area to have it appear on each slide. For date and time, you put in the check mark, then choose how you want it to show. You can put in a fixed date, such as the date you prepared it, or the date you plan to present the presentation. But if you select variable, it will insert the current date every time it is opened. That means if you use this for a presentation, it will put in the current date automatically when you give the presentation, as long as your computer has the right date. So I think that's kind of an interesting way to approach it. In the middle area, the footer, a good idea is to put in something like the title of the presentation, maybe your name, something that you want to see on every slide. Put in the check mark to show it, and then type in the text you want displayed. Finally, slide number. Put in a check mark to show the slide number. But generally, you don't want to put a slide number on the title slide. So put a check mark in the box that says do not show on the first slide, and that will prevent that from happening. So with all of that, you should be set up now to use this template and do a very nice presentation that you can share. All of the links are going to be in the show notes, and I am going to sign off. This is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.